All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon. I'm from Austin, Texas. I'm an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. That's right. I don't care if you just got into this business today or if you've been in this business for a while, you can aspire to the top levels of this company. We're going to talk about how to do that tonight, okay? But before we get into that, let me touch base on a couple of things. And, well, I tell you what, I'm going to bring on our featured speaker for the evening. We'll discuss it together, okay? We have a very special guest with us tonight. She's no stranger to this call, one of the top trainers in the entire company. I get to call her my friend, and she's an executive consultant, million-dollar income earner, fresh off of the five-star trip, Miss Maryam Wado. Mary, welcome to the call.
Hey, Bear, how are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
I can. I'm trying to handle some things.
I've got an echo on the line. It's real bad, Bear.
All right, and Richard and Wado as well. Great. You know, you guys are top trainers, Thompson Leadership Award winners. You know, you're blazing the trail and making it happen. Glad to have you on the call tonight.
We're happy to be here. Can y'all hear a double echo happening?
I can't, no.
You don't hear an echo?
No, I don't. I think we're okay.
All right, well, let's roll then.
Okay, great. So I was going to talk about a power trip and simulcast, and I thought I'm going to go ahead and bring you on the line, and let's talk about it together. First of all, power trip is coming up November 10th, 11th, and 12th. We're going to be in Dixon, Pennsylvania. And, you know, I just want you to share a few things about the impact of power trip.
You know, power trip's been one of those staples in the business that, you know, it was probably one of our, I want to say it was maybe my second biggest exposure, because I think we started doing power trips, you know, after that first Ambition. And it was really the first time that I felt like, even though at Ambition, all the leaders were there, it wasn't, you know, we were still so new, and we just couldn't really get close enough to the leaders. But then it was that power trip, there was at that time maybe 300-400 and not like some of the power trips we have now, but it was much smaller. But then you had the, you know, 10, 12, or 15 different top trainers in the company, and it was just a different environment. It was a different setting. You know, they got to train longer, speak longer, you know, and then the breaks, it was just a greater opportunity for me to actually get to know them better.
You know, I can tell you that Power Trip was such a big deal that in 2008, that spring Power Trip after the first Ambition, I was on bed rest with my pregnancy with our youngest son, Zachary, and I had already been in the hospital for 8 weeks, and I was at home on bed rest for probably another 8 weeks, and it was the tail end of my bed rest. And I wore my doctor out week after week after week of going into this office, begging him to let me go to Power Trip. And I said, I'll get a wheelchair. I'll lay in a cot. I promise I will be good. You have got to let me go. And I wore him out until he finally said, okay, I will let you go. You must be in a wheelchair. You must lay on a cot the entire time. There is no standing. There is absolutely no walking around. And I did. I remember being at that power trip, and Steve Thompson, our number three income earner, was speaking on stage, and he had no idea that I was going to be there. And he just started talking, and all of a sudden he just stopped mid-sentence and said, Mary, is that you laying on a cot? I said, yeah, that's me. And, it was just a funny time because I did not want to miss it because I knew that something spectacular would happen at Power Trip, and certainly it did. It's been every Power Trip we've met really incredible people, and every Power Trip we've learned more and more to grow our business. And it's not necessarily in the actual rooms, though in the room you learn a lot. Before the meeting, after the meeting, on the break, meeting people and really getting to know them. And that's why I always recommend, if you have an opportunity to go, especially if it's an out-of-town trip for you and you got to stay in a hotel, a lot of training happens at breakfast, in the elevator, after, you know, after the event, you know, at dinner, sitting around the bar at in the evenings. I mean, there's just a lot of conversation that happens. And so they say in this business, more is caught than is taught. And that really is the truth about Power Trip.
You know, this year's Power Trip is going to be in Dixon City, Pennsylvania. Have you ever been there?
Never even heard of it. Well, I'm going to be there.
Listen, we don't even question what it is. As soon as Brian says Power Trip is open for registration, we go and we purchase our tickets. This time, the only thing that had us hesitate is because Power Trip starts on November 10th, which is our daughter's 12th birthday. So we had to get clearance from the big boss that we could miss her birthday to be at Power Trip. That was the only hesitation. It wasn't a location or where or when. It was just because it was her birthday. But we don't even look at where it's going to be. We just register. You know, we just make sure we get registered.
And I can definitely tell you that Power Trip's going to cost us a little bit more than normal this year because of her.
I was about to say, I bet she negotiated a heck of a deal.
She did.
Yes, and then right after Power Trip, January 14th, Hartford, Connecticut, Austin, Texas, Simulcast 2017. You know, and this is one of those events where, you know, this is a corporate-sponsored event where, you know, anyone that wants to register for the event, even if you can't attend the local event, you can't get to Hartford, Connecticut, you can't get to Austin, Texas, you can simulcast it on your computer, your smartphone, your television, into a hotel, where you get to see it and be counted as an attendee of the event. Talk a little bit about how important it is to be an attendee of Simulcast or any of the big events that Ambit Energy hosts and sponsors.
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. So first off, you know, Simulcast is the easiest event that you'll ever attend in Ambit Energy, because if you can't get to a live venue, then you can watch it on your smartphone, tablet, PC, Mac, whatever. You watch it, do watch parties, get your groups together. If for some reason you can't make the travel, But being an attendee, and now listen, I'm going to be in Connecticut. Mary's going to be in Austin for those events. But being an attendee, that means you are getting promotional bonuses that no one else is getting. Right now, you know, we just wrapped up a promotional bonus that if you weren't an attendee at Ambition, you didn't get triple, quadruple bonuses. You weren't eligible because you didn't go to Ambition. So that's a big deal. So you know the company, our co-founders, are going to reward the behavior that they think is going to help you build your business. And, you know, it is the way it is, right? I mean, Chris is very serious about putting money in the compensation plan for the people that are going to go get it, and they're investing time in their own business. Well, the same thing is true right now with the promotion that's on the table. It's double, triple. Double for non-Texas customers, triple for Texas customers. But if you're not registered for Simulcast right now, then you are robbing yourself of pre-attendee promotional bonuses, as we'd like to call it. But here's what I can tell you. The attendee-only promotion bonuses for Simulcast, I mean, are you okay missing out on triple, quadruple? I mean, I don't know if it's going to be triple, quadruple. I don't know if it's going to be something else, but you just got to ask yourself, are you okay, you know, missing out on that money while everyone else is getting it? Because Chris and Jerry have no problem writing the check, but they're going to make sure they're giving it to people that are actually really investing in their business to grow themselves and to grow their teams. So at $50 to go to the easiest event that we put on all year long that kicks off, you know, 2017. And in my personal opinion, you know, what you're doing right now is going to determine how your 2017 starts off.
I totally agree. Mary?
You know, the thing with Simulcast is I highly, highly recommend you get yourself and your team to the live venue. There's just no substitute for going to the live event. But I know there's some people who are in California. They're in Chicago. It's a ways for them to drive. And there's going to be a whole crew of them who will make the drive, who will make the flight. But if for some reason you can't get a watch party together, I saw watch parties in Chicago with 500 people last year. You know, you can get a watch party together. If you're not 500 people, maybe it's 20 people. Maybe it's just your crew at your house and watch it on your big screen TV. Whatever you need to do to get yourself there. Because my personal opinion is if you're not registered for Simulcast, you're not really in the business. You're saying that you don't plan to be here in the business in January. And I'm telling you right now, we spent a week with Jerry and Chris in Maui, and there is a certain level of giddiness that they're exhibiting that I've never seen before. And they are saying that the announcements that they're going to make at Simulcast are some of the biggest announcements we've ever made in Ambit Energy history. And I remember when they announced in 2008, I'm sure you do too, Bear, they announced free energy. And I thought there is no way they could top free energy. And then they did open enrollment. And then we did $75 enrollment for an entire year. Listen, our first 10 years have been foundational years. We've just laid the foundation. The next 10 years is going to make the first 10 look like child's play. So if you want to take advantage of the next 10 years, you got to get yourself registered for Simulcast. There's just no excuse not to attend Simulcast. Literally, we are on our way to Destin, Florida right now. We got off the plane in Maui from Maui yesterday. We drove to the training event in Dallas. We unpacked, repacked, and now we're on our way to Destin with our kids for their fall break. And I literally, if Simulcast was happening right now, I could log in on my cell phone in middle of Mississippi and still get be attendee for Simulcast. It's that simple. So you've got absolutely no excuse. And I'm telling you, there's no opportunity that can provide you this lifestyle. I mean, when Bear and I were texting earlier, he's like, only to be you, right? I mean, who gets back-to-back vacations? It's really because of this business. It's not lifestyles of the rich and famous. It just happened to fall that Brittany's fall break happened to be this week, and it happened to be the five-star trip last week. And because of our business, we're able to homeschool our two younger kids. And because it all happened to fall at the same time, we have the option to go ahead and just grab our kids' homeschooling supplies and go to the beach and do the beach by day and homeschool in the evening and not even skip a beat. And we'll still be able to work our business from the beach. I'll be taking three-way calls from the beach. We're going to be working with our team. We're setting up home meetings. We're coaching and training people. And that's the beauty of our business. So Simulcast is foundational to that. I mean, we would never even think to miss Ambition or Power Trip or Simulcast. So if you want to make the big bucks, you shouldn't have that be an option to miss it either.
Well, let's talk about how to register for these events. First of all, Ambit Power Trip, folks, go to Ambit Power Trip. .com. I'm going to say that again, Ambit, A-M-B-I-T, Power, P-O-W-E-R, Trip, T-R-I-P, .com. Go there and register for Ambit Power Trip. There's still tickets available. I know some of the hotels are getting filled up because people have been taking this very seriously. I've, you know, got my room, and I'm looking forward to being there. But there's still an opportunity. If you're on this call and you haven't registered yet, you still have time to do that. Again, AmbitPowerTrip.com. And Simulcast, even a little easier, you can go to your Power Zone and click on the banner that says Register for Simulcast. Tickets are $50. Doesn't matter where you are, whether you're going to the live event or whether you're going to Simulcast it on your smart device or TV or at a hotel, go to your Power Zone, click on registration, make sure that you register for Simulcast. Now, this is something else that's really important. When you register for Simulcast, if you're planning on having a group at your house or you're planning on being at a hotel venue or anything that's group-related, you still need to register individually. You have to register yourself individually to qualify for all of the bonuses and promotions that they're going to have for the attendees only. The only way that you're going to be counted as an attendee is if you registered individually, even if you're going to look at it as a group. So, again, go to your Power Zone, register for Simulcast individually, and then get together as a group if you like. Have a home party or a group gathering and make sure that you are attending the event. And if you're anywhere close to any one of the live events, folks, you got to be there. Anybody in Texas, looking forward to seeing you in Austin. Anybody in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, hey, get over to Hartford, Connecticut. Let's have a great time. Okay? Now, Mary, I got to ask you. You guys just came back from that five-star trip to Maui, Hawaii. You mentioned spending a week with Dre Thompson and Chris Chambliss and some of the top income earners and top leaders in the company. We have seen pictures all over Facebook of you guys hanging out and having a good time. Tony Procopio, Tim Devine, and Brian McClure, and so many others that we've seen pictures from. You got to tell us, what was it like to be there?
Oh, it was unreal. I mean, literally, Richard and I woke up every morning like, who gets to do this? Who gets to live this life? There were so many things that we got to experience. It was a beautiful resort. I mean, absolutely stunning. I mean, be waited on hand and foot, exceptional service, getting massages, sitting in the sauna. I mean, I sat in the sauna with Carolyn Thompson and Betsy McClure. Like, who gets to do that, right? We just got to chat and spend time together, and we had dinner with Jerry and Carolyn one night, and we just got to spend time with some really great leaders, learning and getting trained. The landscape and the scenery was ridiculous. I mean, I was just mesmerized by all the things that we got to see and experience. I mean, we went on the road to Hana with Hanan Oxenhandler and his wife, Revital. And I remember Jerry Thompson talking to us the night before about that trip. And he said, you know, Carolyn and I did that 20 years ago on our 10th wedding anniversary. And here we are in Maui again on the 10th anniversary of Ambit Energy. And he said that drive was so beautiful and so breathtaking. And it was amazing. And I said, would you do it again? He goes, absolutely not. Because the trip was very, very windy. And you get very, very nauseated. And there are places on the trip that's very treacherous. So, like, on the side of the road where the guardrail is supposed to be, it's completely rusted, rotted out, chewed up from the salt water. And the only thing that keeps you from plummeting down to the cliff and into the ocean was that rickety guardrail if you were to make a wrong turn. And it literally was one lane, like not one lane each way, it's one lane. So you've got to drive really slowly in case you have some oncoming traffic. But it was absolutely breathtaking. And when we headed back, we ran into Jerry right outside of the hotel when we were returning our Jeep. And I told Jerry, I said, I am just so grateful we did not listen to you. Because I'm so proud of you guys for making the drive. And a couple of days later, Jerry and Carolyn took the drive again. And so it was just really having those conversations and spending that time. And it was just, you know, on a five-star trip, you get to see Jerry and Chris in a way that you don't see them any other way. And we had asked Brian to record a little, intro because we had a training on Saturday. We were going to miss the vast majority of the training, but we wanted to at least send a video. And we were recording Brian, and Brian was talking. And then Jerry Thompson video bombs the video. He just jumps right in and starts talking too. It was priceless. It was just so priceless getting to see that very impromptu. And then one of my favorite memories was one day I was sitting on the beach with a couple of other consultants and we were chatting, and Jerry and Carolyn went paddle boarding. And I've seen them paddleboard before in Cancun, and they get out there and it gets kind of choppy and they go down their knees, and then, you know, the water gets calm, and then all of a sudden I see them both just sitting on their paddle boards all the way out in the ocean, and it looked like they were the only people in the ocean. And I took a picture of that, and I'm going to post it to my Facebook in the next couple of days. But it was just such a beautiful sight, because in that moment, Jerry just sees the moment to just quietly be with his wife. And I sent him the picture, and later that day when I saw him, he goes, that was my favorite 15 minutes of the trip so far, just being out there with Carolyn and just enjoying the scenery. And it just makes me think that's kind of where we are in our business. You got to seize the moment. It's not a quiet, serene moment like it was out in the Pacific with Jerry and Carolyn, but it certainly is an exciting time in our business that you can seize the opportunity to take advantage of what we've got on our hands. But I'm just telling you, there's not enough pictures, there's not enough video, there's not enough conversations to really capture how amazing the five-star was.
Well, you know, one of my favorite things, because if you ever do go there, there's one thing you can't miss, and it's called Black Beach. And it's a beach that doesn't have sand. It's all lava rock. So this lava rock goes from very, very small pieces to bigger, 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 bigger. And it's, you think you're walking on sand, but, you know, it's rock. It doesn't stick to you like sand. And it's just this cove, and it's just the amazing thing to see that there's this, I mean, it's a solid black beach, and it was just an incredible cove. So we go up on this peninsula. I was hoping to catch this guy that was flying a drone, because I was going to give him my email and say, hey, please send me, you know, send me some of this footage. Because, you know, we didn't have Nate with us, and Nate was, you know, doing all the drone stuff back at the hotel. But I missed him. But we got up there, we started doing some great pictures, and then right off in just the near distance, dolphins started popping up out of the water, and they were dancing and flipping and jumping out and doing all sorts of crazy things. And I got some of that on video, but it was just one of those God-wink moments that just happened, you know, right there. You just had to be there at that split second of time. And Mary's right. You know, where we are right now in the business, and I say we, I mean everyone that's on this call, everyone that's on your team, everyone that we listen to this recording, we got to seize the moment. We got something very, very special, and our co-founders are not resting on their laurels about the past 10 years. They've done celebrated it. Now they are well into their formation and operation execution for the next 10 years. I mean, they are very committed to getting this company to a $6 billion company as soon as possible.
You know, I just want to share one more thing. So on the last day that we were there, we got to spend a lot of time with Tim and Sonia Devine from Maine, and we just loved them. And on the last day, the four of us did some canoeing on an outrigger canoe. And it really was kind of a depiction of how our business works. So we got this training lesson from the instructor. And so he literally is teaching us how to canoe on the sand. So we get into the canoe. He shows us how to get our culés in the canoe, which means bottom. Bottom, bum, rump, whatever you want to call it. But get your culés in the canoe, but do not stand in the canoe. So he just gave us this great instruction about how to get in, how to be safe, how to hold the paddle. And then we literally paddled in the sand. We dug our canoe in this, our paddle in the sand, and started doing our strokes. And he showed us how to stop, how to switch, what signals to follow. And we all did it, and he made sure we did it until we were all in unison, until we were ready to go into the water. So then once we did it, what we had to do was we had to push our canoe from the sand into the water. And so when he gave the word, we pushed, and you had to really push in order to get it in the water. And then once it got in the water, we got our culés in the canoe, and then we started to paddle. And then once we paddled, we got to coast for a little while, and we got to see turtles and fish underneath our canoe. And that's this business. You got to get coaching from your coach in what to do and how to do it long before you pick up the phone and they call. You got to get a little bit of coaching. And then you're going to be pushing in your business until you can coach. And it took some freaking effort to do that. And I'm telling you, we didn't work out that day, but we got our workout that day. And it was such a great depiction of what teamwork really means and what difference it can make for you in the experience that you have when you really work with a team. So that was one of my favorite experiences, too.
Well, I ask you, there's one thing about Hawaii that you didn't mention. Now, I saw pictures of Alan Johnson was talking about, you know, getting another round of golf in and beautiful pictures of the golf course. And I remember seeing a picture of Ray Monte, like, up high, and they had on coats, like, in the afternoon at some altitude, and then they had on shorts and everything else at another altitude. I remember seeing pictures of Chris and W. Atkinson and Rose and Kevin Duncan in a waterfall and just having a great time there. And saw a couple of pictures of Henry Yee and Milton Bird and all sorts of people there. But the one photo, well, there are two photos that really inspired me, but the one in particular that you haven't mentioned, where somebody took a picture of you guys headed to a luau. And you haven't mentioned the food yet, and you know I'm a foodie, so tell me about the food.
we ate a lot of great food. I mean, the luau was great. I mean, yet they do the roasted pig right there, and we were fortunate we had two roasted pigs because there was one they did at the hotel. But the luau was something we had to drive to. And they had a whole, I mean, it's a whole production, a whole show that was done with that, with, you know, the dancers and, you know, all the, I can't name all the different routines, but there's just this like small private place that they had a party set up for us. There's other people that are there as well, but you know, it is a magnificent place. I'm trying to think of the name of it. What was it called?
The Old Lahaina Luau.
Yeah, Lahaina Luau. It's very popular, very famous. Pull it up on Google, you can see it. But yeah, I mean, listen, we didn't go hungry on this trip, whether it was at the hotel or whether it was at one of the planned dinners. They certainly did feed us extremely well. The fruit there is amazing. So, and listen, you don't have to stay at the Four Seasons to get the Maui experience. So, I mean, there's a lot of options. You know, I made a comment to Jerry on the last night there, and I said, hey, you guys really went all out, like pulled out all the stops. And he looked at me with a grin on his face. He says, we know. And I mean, so Jerry's very humble, but he's very honest too, you know. He's like, oh, I know, you know. But it was almost like he was glad he got to do it because, you know, him and Chris individually have such fond memories about that, about Maui, for their own rights. And they really wanted to give that experience to us. And, yeah, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but when Chris did his surfing story at Ambition 07, you know, they had just started Ambit in spring of 06. So Jerry, you know, and Chris strike a deal, and they make it, you know, like, hey, we're going to do this. And they Chris is like, hey, I've got this trip already planned with my daughters for their graduation gift. And I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. So they take off to Maui, and they decide they were going to do surfing lessons. And so when he tells that story about being out on the surfboard and, you know, he's getting all those instructions on sand, he's getting all those instructions out there on the water when it's calm, and he's starting to get really anxious and really, you know, wanting to get out there in front of a wave, you know, the surfer keeps telling him, hey, listen, no. He's like, listen, any wave can get you up on your board. But only the right wave can take you all the way to the shore. The bigger the wave, the bigger the ride. And that's where that talk came from, was from his time in Maui with his daughters and Leslie back in the summer of 06. And then, you know, 07 is when we had our first Ambition. So, you know, it was a special time. This past 10 years has been special for a lot of people. It certainly has been for us. But I think if you were to ask anyone that's been around the business for the past few years, they would say they're definitely more excited about the next 10 years than what they've experienced so far.
Well, you know, that surf story and is a wonderful segue. I've got to ask you this. This is pretty much sort of the last question, but I've got to ask you this. You know, when Mary was telling me that you guys had just come back from Maui and then you were headed to Florida, and I did say, only to be you know, how awesome that is. You know, it got me thinking that there are a lot of us, and of course, hearing about your wonderful experience in Maui, Hawaii, and then you talking about your lifestyle right now, that you can get up and go, you can, you know, make choices to make a difference with your family, and you can still have your life work. And, you know, many of us, we want to be in Maui, Hawaii. We want to be at the next five-star trip. We want to have the lifestyle that you're living right now. So, you know, let's talk about that wave for a second. What is it that we need to do? How do we get on that big wave to have our lives be the lives that we want it to be? Like, you know, you guys are million-dollar income earners. You've got a great lifestyle, and you're comfortable. Well, maybe not, but you're living the lifestyle that we desire. How do we get there? If our goal is to earn a five-star trip, if our goal is financial independence, what tips would you give us to have us get there?
You know, a couple things. First of all, I mean, your goal is financial independence, and, you know, sometimes along the way, you get some nice perks. You know, this has been an exciting year for us personally with you know, some pretty neat icings on the cake, but it's always been about freedom. It's always been about time freedom. So, and the only way I knew how to do that was to promote through the compensation plan and help other people promote through the compensation plan. And I don't mean that to sound cliche or to sound like very trite, because there's real work that has to be done in between. And I think we've been willing to do the real work in the hard times and even in the slow times and stayed consistent. So, you know, let's just talk about, you know, getting on a five-star. Well, first of all, you've got to be a senior consultant. to even be in the, because they take the top 10 senior consultants. And I can tell you this, guys, there was about three or four senior consultants that made the five-star this time. And what had them get on the five-star was they had two senior consultants promote very, very quickly in their senior code. And that boosted them so many points. Plus, they had great attendance with Ambition as well. Well, registrations for Ambition, and they just had two. They had two of the right people come into their business at the right time, and it put them in a position to be in the top 10. So, you might be thinking, "Oh gosh, the only way you make it is if you're someone that promotes to an executive during that time frame, or you know, you got to have a massive." It's really just it's short. It's that short burst that can really get you jump started to start really growing as a senior and qualifying for that as well. The other thing is, as an executive, you know, it's categorized right by when your anniversary is, right? You know, they put you in brackets. So you're not competing against somebody that's maybe 5-6 years as an executive. You've got junior brackets and middle brackets and so forth. So if you're not looking at the points, you're definitely not considering being in the game. And something I learned from Tim Ferriss, who wrote the 4-Hour Workweek, about 99% of the people never make it to the top of anything because they don't go for it. I mean, really, most people write themselves off before they even try, and or they knock themselves off just right after they start trying. So most people just don't go for it. They just assume everyone else is ahead of them and whatever that is. And I'm real grateful that, you know, when we showed up to our first Ambition, we had no idea what our ranking was or any of that stuff. We had no idea we were getting any awards. And after we got those awards, I looked at one of my mentors in the business and I was like, I didn't expect any of this. Now what? He goes, forget all about it and just be back here next year. And I related that to, you know, coaching that I got back in when I was a teenager from Uncle Phil, who put me in karate, and I started competing and started getting pretty good. And he said, listen, don't believe your own press. He goes, they're going to write stuff about you. Don't believe it. Don't even look at it. Just keep going. You got to fight your fight. You got to run your race, and you don't have time to focus on that stuff because that stuff's dead and gone. So for me, each year, I'm competing. I don't rely on past successes. It's really just the challenge of setting new goals. We had goals for this Ambition. We didn't hit our goal we set at the beginning of the year, but we certainly hit our adjusted goal, which put us in a position for the five-star. So we are constantly putting ourselves under pressure to hit new levels, and we have to self-impose that. We don't have an upline telling us, hey, you got to do this, or you want to hit this, or we have to go generate those conversations with Brian, with Ray, with Chris. Those are the people that are letting us know if we're stretching ourselves or not.
You know, and I would say too, Bear, that a lot of people see us where we are today, but they didn't see us in the making. I mean, how you get to where we are is you work your little Kool-Aid off. I mean, we worked our tails off that first, second, third year in the business, and we made a lot of sacrifices. I mean, we were really about financial freedom. So we got really skinny. We cut out a lot of costs. We cut out a lot of expenses. We didn't go on vacation for years. When we were building in New York, we couldn't afford to fly. We drove 3 times to New York from Texas. 2 of those times we drove with our kids. That's 26 hours without stopping. It was not an easy ride. And we still keep our life pretty skinny. I mean, we still live in the same house we've always lived in. I'm driving the nicest car I've ever driven, but we bought it 4 years old. I mean, we're not living a lush lifestyle because we are all about living free. We don't want to get ahead of what we can afford because we want to be free. So I always tell people, get skinny and cut out whatever unnecessary expenses you can possibly cut out, because at the end of the day, it's about making enough residual income so that you don't have to work. And we sacrificed as a family. I remember when we first got in this business and we had our second child, and I had the privilege of being available to her, even though we were working crazy hours in the mortgage business. I had Vivian in our office, and she was 1 and 2, and it was a struggle and it was a juggle. But to be honest, I remember with Brittany, I don't remember some of her growing up years because I was so busy working and chasing the dollar and trying to get through school and being a single mom that I didn't remember those early years. And I certainly did not want to miss that with Vivian. And so I worked my tail off in Ambit, and Richard did too, so that we could be available for our kids because I didn't want to miss out on that. And so that's what drove me to working. So if you don't have a why that's going to drive you to work when you're when you don't want to do it, then you're missing out. I mean, there's got to be something bigger than what you see possible. And, you know, I would talk to some consultants on the trip, and they, you know, sometimes our girls are very resentful of the time we spend away from Ambit. And I said, that's because you haven't created them this with them yet. You haven't shown them what's available, and you haven't got their buy-in as a family. And there's multiple times that we have to get our kids' buy-in to remind them why we do this. I mean, we're on the call. We were on a conference call at 7:30, a conference call at 8, a conference call at 9. And so our kids have been quiet, and they know that we're on the call. They're going to be as quiet as possible. They're watching their movies. They're trying not to make a sound. And they know that this is our family business, that they're going to bring what they bring and we're going to bring what we bring, but it's going to provide us a lifestyle that other people don't get to live. And, you know, that doesn't come without paying the price. And you either pay now so you can play later, or you can play now and pay later. And it's just been an incredible time for us and what we've gotten to do with our family.
And Bear, I wanna touch on what I didn't get to really focus on when we were talking about, you know, I talked about how seniors get on the 5-star. So how do executives get on the 5-star? You help seniors get on the 5-star. We had a couple of seniors that missed it this time. We had some that made it. We had one that made it last time. But it was is really who can you help on your in your executive code? Who can you help get on the 5-star? Because it'll be a byproduct, right? I mean, that 7-level residual slide that goes 3 who get 3 who get 3, whether it's based on 2 Texas customers or 3 non-Texas customers, it's still 3 who get 3 who get 3. And if you've sponsored a few people and they haven't gone out and got their 3 yet each, I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm just saying they're not the right people for you to go build out this compensation plan yet. So you really got to focus on that 3 who get 3 who get 3. And it's 3 who can get 3 and those who can go get 3 also. So you really, you know, I encourage you to print the 7-level residual off, put it on your bathroom mirror, put it in your car, desktop saver, screen saver on your phone, whatever you got to do, make it an alert, an alarm on your phone so it pops up, something, because that's your strategy. And I know Brian's talked a lot about the shift, which is all about helping your new consultants get paid. Listen, get them paid. Don't just tell them to go do this. Show them how to do it. Help them get paid, and that's going to put points on the board for you, but more importantly, it's going to show them that this is duplicatable, it's sustainable, and at some point in time, you're going to find the person who gets it, and they're going to run with you, and maybe you get lucky, and they outrun you. I am always willing to keep the gap. I mean, that's why we're always challenging ourselves, because I want to maintain the gap. I want to make sure they've got something to chase.
That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Folks, what we're saying tonight, or what Mary and Richard are saying tonight, is that, you know, you do the work and the reward comes. Whatever that reward is for you, it's there for you when you do the work. And, you know, I love the thing of pay now and play later. You guys are true examples of that. You know, I remember seeing Mary on stage sitting in a chair because she was pregnant and going to all the events. I remember talking to you, Richard, when you were traveling into, you know, areas in West Texas on every other night or so, you know, doing the presentation. And you guys are really examples of what it is to pay the price so that you can reap the reward. And I want to thank you guys for pinching in. You know, some of us know that Brian McClure is supposed to be in the call tonight, and he had to tag a partner, and I'm glad it was you guys and that you were on the call. And as always, you guys bring it. So, folks, if you want to hear this call again, you want to go to topambitleaders.com. Again, topambitleaders.com. That site is available for everyone. And if you're not in Brian McClure's organization, while you're there, register for his newsletter so that you can get the information. If you're not sure you've registered before, register again. You'll only get one copy. They'll only send one email to you at a time, so don't worry about that part. But you can go to the training tab and look under Business Builder Calls. Give us a day or so to get this one edited and up, and you can hear this again. And once again, Mary and Richard, I want to thank you guys for being on the call. Thank you for being an example of what this business can bring. And I thank you most of all for your leadership and who you are as just people in our community. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bear.
So I'm going to open up the lines as you guys can thank you too. Guys, have a great evening. Let's go do the work. Let's go pay the price now so that down the road we can play on the beaches with Mary and Richard and all the other leaders as well. Here we go.